Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. I apologize for not posting for the last week. I was at a wedding in Hawaii for my brother, which was amazing, but we are getting back into the swing of things. And I think I over-guessed how much work I'd be able to get done from a hotel room in Hawaii. Somehow the motivation is low when the beach is across the street. So we're getting back into things, but had a great break there. Today on the show, I want to talk about a really interesting story that I have been alluding to this and to the point where I thought I was going crazy. And that is that AI data centers had the authorization a while back, and I think the kind of like blessing or the directive from the Trump administration to build power generation facilities beside the data center, because right now we basically have a massive problem where all of these data centers are getting built. They're taking energy from the grid of the local communities, and because a lot of them are subsidized, right, these local communities are subsidizing the data centers being built and the energy because they want all the jobs that they bring. But because of that, the energy costs in the communities around the data centers does go up, right? Anytime something is subsidized, someone has to pay for it, and because of that, the electrical companies are increasing the costs. And I've actually personally seen this in Arizona. I live currently in North Carolina, but I have a home and a podcast studio in Arizona because I lived there for 5 years, and it is insanely expensive. The electrical costs have gone up a ton. There's a lot of infrastructure and other projects. For us, it's more like chip fabs that are coming in that are subsidized and stuff, but it's the same concept. And so today I'm excited to share a story, which is that Elon Musk's xAI is going to build a small solar farm right next to its Colossus data center. This is one of the biggest data centers in the United States. And I think this is an exciting story, not just because of like xAI and that one in particular, but because the implications, what this means for the whole industry. We'll talk about why this is necessary and kind of this story there, which I think is pretty interesting. But overall, I'm very excited about the prospect of that as a concept. I'll also cover what percentage of the data center is going to actually be able to be powered by the solar farms. All of that, we'll get into it. Before we do, if you want to build AI tools using AI, I would love you to try my software company, which is called AIbox.ai. You can describe a tool or an app that you want to build, and you can have our AI build it for you in minutes. It'll chain together multiple different AI models. It'll fill out prompts and build a whole tool for you. It's very cool. You can try it for $19.99 a month. And we have also the ability in the same platform for you to get access to all of the models I talk about on the show, 40 plus models. You could chat with them in our playground. So a lot of cool features if you want to go check out AIbox.ai. All right, let's get into the story. So xAI has seen a very fast rise ever since Elon Musk started this thing. It's kind of crazy how quick it has been booted up. And what's interesting is I think when we talk about like usage, it isn't the most used AI model or even the runner-up behind OpenAI. That spot has gone to Gemini, which has just been crushing. But it's interesting because a company like Gemini is coming on the backs of Google with, you know, massive distribution of every software company that everyone uses all the time, from Gmail to YouTube to Google to Google Docs to all of that. And they kind of plug Gemini into it. And so you get familiar with Gemini and the Gemini ecosystem that way. xAI has had to do it on the back of X, or formerly Twitter. But they've done a really good job, and they've raised an insane amount of money. And of course, a lot of this is essentially enabled by the fact that they were able to very quickly at the early days build a massive data center in Memphis. It's called Colossus. And this data center, they came up with some interesting innovation, which no one had done before, in how they chained together some of the GPUs. Elon did a bunch of clever things to get access to more GPUs by, you know, getting them via Tesla and other, you know, businesses that he owned. And anyways, they were able to build this kind of massive data center. This is how xAI was able to kind of rocket and catapult itself to the top of the leaderboards when it comes to a lot of these different AI models. People love Grok, their model. It's built into X. It has a lot of usage over on X, but also I think a lot of people use it because it does quite well in the benchmarks and in other ways. What's exciting today for me is that they're going to start building a solar farm next to their Colossus data center in Memphis. This is one of the world's biggest facilities for training AI models. So this isn't just the United States, in the entire world. This is a massive facility. This new project is going to use about 88 acres on the west of the data center. There is a 136-acre vacant lot, which is owned by the developer. They also own the Colossus property, which is currently bordering the site. And so given the new size of this, there was a proposal put in to have this approved. The solar farm is only going to produce about 30 megawatts of electricity. So I think what's important to highlight here is 30 megawatts of electricity. This is a massive data center that has been built, and that's probably only going to be about 10% of the data center's estimated power use. So yes, it's cool that we're, you know, coming up with a renewable. I mean, some people don't care whether it's renewable or not. I'm personally, number one, excited that they have their own energy generation, because taking it from the grid is not great for the community, if I'm being fully transparent. And I don't think this is a XAI problem. I think this is OpenAI, Google. This is everybody that's building these data centers and getting them subsidized. The community pays for the increased electrical costs and for the subsidies. And so I think that I'm excited about the fact that they're building their own electricity. The fact that it is, good for the environment. I mean, quote unquote, I know solar farms have their own controversies there. But, you know, that could be, I think that's a side thing. The fact that they're generating their electricity is what I'm really excited about. Elon has a lot of experience with solar. He's been a really big proponent of solar because he bought Solar City, one of his other earlier companies, with Tesla, and Tesla has their solar roofs. And so he's worked with solar a lot. And I think that, so it makes a lot of sense for him to pull that in versus using like windmills or something else like that. Currently, the whole data center is being run by natural gas turbines. They have over 400 megawatts of these natural gas turbines that are running right now. They have a bunch of legal battles. Some of them have gotten kind of controversial. Some of them are political. I think the NC or the NAACP is suing them because they say that there's a bunch of pollution from all of the turbines, and that the area around the data center is primarily people of color, and so it's disproportionately, you know, affecting people of color. I'm not sure, like, I love the angle of the lawsuit. If there is a bunch of pollution and the people around you are being affected, I think, yes, you know, sue someone that's making big pollution. Fantastic. I don't know. I think it's kind of, I think it makes it a little bit dubious, and I think it'll be a little bit more controversial, and you're going to make this all of a sudden political if you're like, it's people of color that are specifically being impacted by the pollution. I think just anyone in the community is being impacted by pollution. I'm sure there's plenty of people of all races around that area that are all being impacted. So anyways, that's just my own pet peeve on the lawsuit. I think the lawsuit's probably good. I think the angle and making it kind of like a political thing is, you're going to get less people on your side with it, but you know, that's another case. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens there. So in light of that though, because allegedly there is 35 turbines capable of emitting 2,000 tons of NOx pollution, nitrogen oxide emissions. So that's, you know, smog and all that kind of stuff. And with all of that, I think the solar is, you know, a good concept where it's like, look, these aren't going to emit that kind of pollution. And I will say, as someone that has spent time inside of China in the past, pollution and smog is horrible. I remember when I was visiting China after the Beijing Olympics, there was so much smog in the air. I thought I had a cold the entire time I was in China. And it was long before COVID, but I was like shocked that everyone wore masks there. And I'm like, wow, they're all worried about getting sick. And, you know, in retrospect, this is because of smog and pollution. You can block out some of those particles and not feel like you have a cold the entire time. And then the day I left China, I didn't feel like I had a cold anymore. And I was like, wow, it's the pollution. So I think the pollution and the turbines are a real problem, and hopefully using solar will help alleviate that issue. XAI said that they're going to continue using the turbines until they can get additional power. Local officials gave them a permit to operate 15 turbines through January 2027. So this is, you know, evidently something they're going to keep doing for the near future. In September, they said that they were going to build a 100 megawatt solar farm nearby, which is going to be paired with 100 megawatts of grid scale batteries, which is going to basically give 24/7 sources of electricity. Now, you can imagine with Elon Musk's connection to Tesla, they're going to be Tesla solar, you know, the power banks, which are going to be used, which of course, when you have solar, you need these batteries. It's kind of an additional cost because the sun's only up and it's not up all night long. And so the batteries will help run that in the nighttime. They haven't disclosed the total cost of the project yet, but the solar farm's developer, which is Steven States Power Corporation, they were just given a $439 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I think $414 million of that is an interest-free loan. So I guess it's not a grant necessarily, but they were awarded that much on this project. So I think this is pretty notable. XAI right now has also added gas turbines in Mississippi because they have another one, which is called Colossus 2. It's their other data center. And so far, 59 of them are on site, 59 of their gas turbines. They also are considering 18 of them temporary, which means that the regulators aren't necessarily tracking their pollution. So there's a whole bunch of kind of drama in this. And I think that the solar panels and building their own power infrastructure on site or right next to the site is an awesome innovation. And I really hope that we see this from more AI companies building data centers, whether that's wind, solar, hydro. I come from a place in Canada where basically in British Columbia, where all of our power is done through hydroelectric, so damming rivers. And I think that this is a phenomenal clean way to get a lot of energy. But you know, it all depends on the geography. So if you're in sunny places, solar makes a lot of sense. Or if you're in somewhere with a lot of rivers, you can work with hydro and other forms of electricity. So I think at the end of the day, I'm really excited by the prospect of every data center building their own power source there, so it doesn't negatively impact or put unnecessary strain on the grid. We are going to need an insane amount of electricity in the near future. And we already see companies like Microsoft making deals with nuclear power plants to use their electricity or recommissioned, decommissioned nuclear power plants. Microsoft signed a deal to do that, to help power their data centers. Anything we can do to get more electricity is going to be really, really critical in the future, because the alternative is these data centers are just going to fire up hundreds of gas turbines to power the whole thing. And then you'll have complaints in relation to smog and pollution and that kind of stuff. So excited to see this move, not just adopted by XAI, but hopefully by other data centers. And hopefully this helps alleviate some of the grid strain and we see this moving into the future. Hey, if you enjoyed the podcast today, make sure to leave a rating and review wherever you get your show. Hopefully my takes weren't too spicy for you, but if they were, feel free to let me know in the comments as well. Hope you have a great rest of your day and I'll catch you in the next episode. Make sure to go check out AIbox.ai if you want to try all the AI models I talk about on the show in one place, including Grok, which we talked about on the show today. You can get that along with 40 other AI models for $20 a month. So you don't have to have subscriptions to every platform. All right, catch you in the next episode.